Hi, beautiful souls, and welcome. Welcome to January. Welcome to 2026. Welcome to a new episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I'm your host, Vanessa. I hope you all had a beautiful New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I actually took the entire week off. I'm not rushing anything. I'm not forcing anything. Just wanted to regroup, reset, and get really clear on my intention for this coming year. Also, my sister took her very special test and passed with flying colors. So on Wednesday, I decided to take it off and be just a supportive sister and go with her to San Diego so she could take her test. I'm really proud to say that she passed with flying colors. I'm just so excited for 2026 for her as well, for this amazing year and everything that's coming. With that being said, I want to start by saying that I do love intention setting, but I'm not a big fan of New Year resolution. I'm not a big New Year resolution girly. Like, what are you going to leave or what are you going to start? Not because I don't believe in growth. Obviously, I do. But because, let's be honest, most resolutions don't make it past February. And I'm not judging. That's just being human. I read somewhere that most people abandon their resolution by January 15th. I think Tony Robbins said that. I usually try to make it to February sometimes, but sometimes I don't even last 3 days. Like, one of them was not to eat bread. The third day I was eating bread. Something silly like that. So a few years ago, I found something that works way better for me. Instead of a New Year's resolution, I choose one word for the year. I got this idea from a small red book called One Word. It's super simple, super powerful, and honestly, kind of a life-changing idea. So instead of trying to overhaul your entire life with a long list of goals or a big New Year's resolution, you just choose one word, one intentional word, and let the word guide you and your decisions all year long. At the beginning of the year, I ask myself, what am I ready for? What am I calling in? What do I want this year to feel like? I'm glad to say that this year's word for me will be receiving. I'm ready to receive, allowing myself to receive all the beautiful things life has for me. The things God already has planned for me, even the things I can't see yet. I'm ready to receive abundance. I'm ready to receive opportunities. I'm ready to receive adventures. I love adventures. I love going on adventures. And yes, I'm ready to receive love as well. When I say love, I don't mean the love I already have, like from my friends and family. I am deeply grateful for that. But I am talking about romantic love. I think I've mentioned it before, but I'm open to dating again. But now I'm certain. But now let me be very clear as well. I'm not dating for marriage right now. I'm dating to rediscover what I want, what I enjoy, what aligns with the woman I am today. This is a really important part. So let me slow down. Before you date, you need to be honest with yourself about why you're dating. Dating to find a life partner and dating to find yourself are two very different journeys. Neither are wrong, but confusion happens when you don't know which one you're on. So if you're dating for marriage, get clear on what kind of marriage you want. Get clear on the kind of person you want to build a life with. And I feel where I am today, I'm not sure what that is or what that looks like anymore. So dating to reconnect with myself is the first step. And this is why I feel like dating to reconnect with myself, I have to be very honest, not just with myself, but with others. Clarity saves everyone a lot of headache. A lot. And this is where my one word comes in. Receiving has made decision-making so much easier for me. Whenever something shows up, an opportunity, an invitation, a conversation, I ask myself, am I open to receiving this? Does this align with where I'm going this year? If the answer is yes, I lean into it. If the answer is no, I let it go with no guilt because I can't be missing out on something that doesn't align with me. Last year was very different. It was all about rebuilding and forgiveness, rebuilding my life, rebuilding my sense of self, rebuilding my trust in myself. After choosing someone so certainly and handing over your life and bringing a baby into this world, it could be hard to trust yourself again. And more than anything, last year was about forgiveness. I knew I couldn't move forward carrying pain. I couldn't be in a relationship with someone having resentment to old stories. forgiveness wasn't about anyone in particular. It was about freeing myself so I could actually heal. And once that happened, everything started to move differently. That's why I love the power of one word. A single word chosen intentionally, repeated often, lived daily, can shift your entire year more than your resolution you say once and forget. I've already asked my friend what her word is. I'm really excited because I feel like 2026 itself, the year, means one. So it's a brand new start. 2025 was the nine, so the close of the cycle of that 10-year cycle. And 2026 just feels so refreshing, so fun, so exciting. I see so many people who have this energy of joy and happiness. And I'm loving all of that. I'm ready to receive all of the happiness and all of the joy. If you are not there yet, if you still feel like you're dragging 2025 with you, don't worry, it's okay. Technically, we're still at the end of the year. Astrology really doesn't close until March. So you have some time, but don't rush it. Don't force yourself to be happy and joyful and forced to, you know, live up to what you see on social media. Don't do that. Like I said, I took a whole week off. I don't think I posted or looked at my Instagram with that purpose for like a week. And that's okay. Because you're not here to live for anyone else but yourself. Unless you have kids. You have to live a healthy, happy life for them as well. So still choosing you, they reap the benefits of it. So I dare you and I challenge you to choose a word this year that you want to live by, whatever it is, it's up to you. See how that positively impacts your life. You want to pick up the little book. It's called One Word. It's just a little red book. It's also available on Audible if you want to listen to it. But before I wrap it up, I wanted to share with you that I have something super fun coming up. We are starting a Substack very soon. It's up, but I'm going to record 3 special episodes for this Substack. Well, I'll be releasing the video and audio of the episodes. My birthday is coming up, and I want to do one for my birthday. We have another one coming up at the end of the month, hopefully titled Finally Divorced. And so much more, where I get to be a little bit more intimate, where I get to talk about more deeper and intimate topics than this one. So stay tuned for that. And I'll leave you with another question. What are you ready to receive this year? Are you brave enough to say yes when it shows up? And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.